Catch-22, The Call of the Wild, and Cold Blood, what do these books have in common? Well, at one time or another, they've all been yanked from library shelves. Now add one more to the list. On Monday, Penguin Books India pulled one of its books from bookstores in India. The title, The Hindus, an Alternative History. The recall ends a long-running lawsuit against the history book. Wendy Doniger is a professor at the University of Chicago, and she wrote the book.
Tells an aspect of the history of Hinduism that is unpleasant for a certain type of Hindu, what I would call a fundamentalist Hindu, to accept. The Hinduism that is popular with the right wing, the BJP, is a sanitized Hinduism.
And the BJP is a political party in India, for our
listeners. The BJP is a right-wing political party in India that is looking like it may win the big elections that are coming up in May. And people on the left are very nervous about what is happening. It's that nervousness that accounts for the enormous reaction to the news that Penguin has pulled this book. Other books have been banned in India for years, similar sorts of books that made the same sorts of people angry for the same reasons. They depict a Hinduism which is vibrant, which is erotic, which has a lot of material contributed by Dalits, some people used to call untouchables, by women. These other books of this ilk have also been dropped by publishers. I knew a week or two ago that we lost the lawsuit, and I thought, well, we had 4 good years, and I'll write other books, and we'll move on from here. And I was astonished that when the news broke out, so many people felt that this was a terrible thing, not because the book itself is so wonderful, but because somehow or other they realized what was happening in Indian politics and the degree of censorship and repression that had finally come to the point where they did ban, burn, whatever you want to call it, this book, which has been a bestseller for 4 years.
So a group of academics in India filed a civil case against your book, claiming that it's full of heresies and factual inaccuracies. If it's going to a civil court, but if it's going to a civil court, what law is this violating in India?
First of all, it's really important to say that academics have not filed a suit. These are Hindus. They're mostly members of the Cow Protection Society. They are simply Hindus who don't like the book. They are not academics.
So this group, well, you say they're not academics, they're called the Shiksha Bhashao Andolan Samiti. Your book is not the first work that they've targeted. So who are they if they're not academics?
The Cow Protection Society is an old society from the 19th century, which argues that cows are sacred to India, and therefore people who eat cows should leave India. Those people are Muslims. They're the kind of Hindus that feel that India should be for the Hindus and not for the Muslims.
And when you were writing this book half a decade ago or so, did you have any inkling it would garner such a response?
I knew it would make these people mad. And I had actually in 2006 given a lecture in London where somebody threw an egg at me.
Wow.
A very popular historian of India, Will Dalrymple, wrote an article saying that the kind of history I was talking about was not known, it was not accepted. And Will said, someone should write a book that ordinary people can read that will tell the other aspect of Hinduism. And I thought, that's me. That's what I'm going to do. So it came out of that situation of conflict, really.
So what's going to happen now? And you just have to accept that that book won't be sold ever in India?
Right now, there are massive PDFs circulating illegally all over India.
Of your book?
Of the book. Mm. One of my publishers said, if the intention of these gentlemen was to make sure that no one read your book, it has backfired very badly indeed.
Wendy Doniger, author of The Hindus, an Alternative History, which was recalled from bookstores in India. Wendy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for talking to me.